Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome back. This is season 3, episode 2 of the Secrets of a Conflict Coach podcast. As always, I'm Hannah, your host and your conflict coach. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 2 of this new and improved third season. And as promised, I'm not alone today. Dr. Bree is the owner, founder, and CEO of Essence Chiropractic here in Northwest Arkansas. And not only that, she is the first Black chiropractor in Fayetteville, the youngest chiropractor and full practice owner in the state. Chiropractor to all the local legends, one of the most adored and authentic people I know, but most importantly, one of my closest friends. We've known each other for almost 10 years now, which is absolutely crazy. Absolutely wild. I can't believe it's been almost a decade. But we are here today to have an open, honest conversation about the connection between our mind and our body, and how that plays into our overall health. So this is kind of like a crossover between our expertise. It's going to be cool to explore that, I think.
That's going to be super cool.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I kind of work with the mental side of things, and you on the surface work with the physical side of things. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Would you say that a lot of times you're working with the mental side of things as well in chiropractic?
Yes. So what most people don't know about chiropractic is that my job is to influence your nervous system in order for your body to regulate with itself. And your spinal cord is like the information highway from your brain to your body. So it's important to keep all interferences clear. So that's really, really what I do at work every day.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't really know what my job is. People think, oh, I just do like bone stuff, like
all the pops and cracks.
Yeah, people think it's just that, or just putting rock tape on people. That's not really it either. I mean, I do that too, but
is that more of what you do when you go like be the medic? Like,
oh yeah, when I'm doing more like sports stuff, we're not like, and how do you feel about that?
Right,
like, it's very much like, you're bleeding.
Oh, right. Emergency.
Literally, emergency methods. Shout out to my classmates. You guys know, if you know, you know, emergency methods.
Wow. Okay. So you clearly have experience on both sides of this coin. You've worked with the mental and you've worked with the physical.
Oh, yeah. One of the ways that your body can become dysregulated is by what's going on inside your head.
I feel like I've experienced that. Can you share some examples of how stress or emotional issues impact physical well-being? Like, what does that actually do to your body? Why does that happen?
So like chiropractically, there are 3 T's that affect your body. So it would be trauma, toxins, and actually the last T is thoughts.
Mm.
A really common example actually is anxiety, or like working a high stress job. Most people will carry the tension from their job either in their like upper traps, or it will travel up to like suboccipital, which is the very top of your neck. Mm. And that is what manifests into headaches, migraines, a lot of TMJ related issues. People that like clench their jaw all day long from being stressed at work or overwhelmed by too much stimuli, whatever. Those people will experience TMJ, which I see a lot as well. And then you'll even get a lot of people that will start to get, it's called a kyphotic hump on the back of their lower neck. And that's due to like sitting in a poor posture with super tense muscles all day. So like what your body is going through, whether you want to express it outwardly or not,
yeah,
your body is going to tell on you.
Right.
Basically.
So, okay. So have you noticed any trends or like patterns that link certain mental states like anxiety or depression with specific physical conditions? I know you talked a little bit about how people hold anxiety. Mm-hmm. Are there specific patterns that you see, or is everyone different?
I would say there is kind of a typical presentation that you would get. It's typically super tight upper neck, really tight upper traps. And then a lot of times too, those same patients will report not sleeping a lot or sleeping way too much. And then you'll also even get like people will report digestive stuff.
Right.
And so that also kind of cues into me that it's like, you might not realize the things you're describing are the actual physical manifestations.
Right. Because you don't think about anxiety manifesting physically.
Yeah, it's most definitely not only in your head.
Right. So what are some lifestyle changes or even just like mindset shifts, practices? What are some things that you usually recommend that you think have the biggest impact on mental and physical health?
I give my patients homework. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, I want you to try to get outside and walk for 15 minutes every single day. Yeah. Or like, I want you to do this stretch like 3 times while you're at work today or something like that. But sometimes the homework will be like, I want you to say one nice thing about yourself every day until I see you again.
Aww.
And like stuff like that. And they're like,
I don't want to.
Like,
they're probably like, oh, you want me to stand in the mirror and say it to myself? And you're like, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, low-key, like,
that's what you should be doing.
What if you did?
What if you did, though? Like, hypothetically, what would happen if you did?
Right.
How dare you do it?
That all seems like super doable homework, though.
It's yeah.
Like, here's 3 pages of stretches that you need to do every single day for a month.
No.
Like a whole
I would never thing. Do that because I know how I am.
And I just know that you guys are not going to go home and be like, okay, chapter one. Okay, let me do this stretch. And also mindfulness work on top of that. Like, I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. When I broke my arm, I went to PT 4 times. And then I was like, okay, like,
got it.
I'm a doctor. I got
it. I understand.
I don't need to be here. I just called them and I was like, I think I'm she was like, aren't you a chiropractor? Like, don't you need to be doing this?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it's cool.
That's so funny.
But anyway, oh, yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Unless you're a doctor, I guess, then it's your call. Go ahead. So from your perspective, what role does our like everyday mindset play in recovery or like response to chiropractic treatment even?
A good way to describe that would be, I'm sure you've heard of like those studies with cancer patients and people who have a positive outlook and are optimistic about their care outcomes and just have a better attitude are more likely to get better.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Versus like the more pessimistic, like, what's the point of doing this? Like, they don't have the positive mindset of it. Those patients are less likely to get better.
Interesting.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And we chiropractically kind of the same thing too. People think that like my job is very like made up and like placebo, whatever.
There's some haters out there.
Literally, haters in the building, like constantly. I get messages all the time. People are like, you're a made up doctor. Your job is pseudoscience. I'm like,
that's so mean.
But anyway, all that to say, mindset is really important because if you don't think chiropractic works, I mean, things will still work positively in your favor. But I mean, that's with anything. If you like buy into it, then obviously it's going to work better, even just in regular life. If you're not really invested into the things that you're doing.
Yeah. It's kind of like the whole we create our reality thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some things that you have to do? You kind of talked about that pushback that you get. Have you had some people who don't originally believe in what you're doing who have come in and tried it and then actually really liked it?
Oh, almost every single person I've ever adjusted.
You don't think people like come in really thinking it's going to help as much as it does?
No. They literally do not. What a turn in the plot,
yeah,
basically.
Here you are with all these wins under your belt. It's like,
yeah, and I'm like, all right. Most people, it does take a little bit of convincing, which is why I go out of my way to have such like an online presence to kind of break down what people think my job is and show them what chiropractic actually is.
Yeah.
And not just, you know, throwing skeletons out of helicopters and karate chopping people and stuff. That's
all the
not
TikTok videos are so dramatic.
Yeah, like that's not what my job is. I'm also like pretty casual with my patients. All my patients call me Dr. Bree. Most people don't even know what my last name is, which is kind of hilarious. So if anyone has seen my office, you know I'm kind of like a vibes-based person.
That is very true. That's very true. It's an experience when you walk in, the vibes match the experience.
It's an atmosphere that we like to create at the office. A majority of my patients, when they come in, their body is stuck in like a sympathetic state, meaning like fight or flight mode, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, fight or flight is when your body's just in defense mode. You're like, how do I just make it to the next thing? So it's like a patient told me, she said, your office is a place I want to be versus like other doctor's appointments that I have to go to. Like, I want to be here.
That's awesome.
So I was like,
yes,
that was so great to hear her say that. And then we keep the lights low because people come in with headaches and migraines or agitated colicky babies. Those super bright fluorescents don't really support calming your nervous system. So that's why we use a lot of little lamps and...
That's so intentional.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's why we do that. And then we play cool music. I think that really helps people too. Like when they hear songs they like, you know, like it's current music that people like from different genres. And I think that makes people just feel more comfortable and more welcome and accepting of the experience.
Yeah.
Just kind of breaking down those barriers of what wellness and healthcare could be.
That's really, really awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then also it's important if you are the patient to really feel like you can trust your providers.
Right.
Because if you feel like your doctor isn't listening to you or like your feelings are going unaddressed, they might not be the provider for you.
That's a good point because I think a lot of times it does get really hard or maybe just really scary to go through the process of finding a practitioner or a coach or a therapist or any type of wellness help. Because there's always that chance that you won't mesh or you won't vibe. So, I mean, I agree. I think it's really important that doctors and other types of practitioners are willing to work with other professionals, even other professionals that do the same thing. A big part of shifting into that modern model versus that traditional medical model is going to require practitioners like us who want that change to work together instead of being in competition.
And it's happened. Sometimes you get patients that come in, and it's like our vibes just don't really mesh.
Right.
So I always refer them to someone else. I'm like, you know, this person I think would really, really serve you better.
Because really the goal is the patient's wellness, right? So it's our job to do what we need to do to get that patient in front of somebody that can help them, even if that's not us. So what are some ways that chiropractors and other holistic wellness practitioners can kind of collab with people like therapists or coaches or things like that? How can the people who work on the physical work together with the people who work on the mental to make greater change?
Actually, there is a place here in town that is doing that. It's called Jubilee Wellness, and the owner is this awesome, super cool guy named Landon. And he basically has created a wellness hub. So
that's
it
really
brings
cool.
different types of practitioners from different disciplines all under one roof, but pretty much just like collaborating across the table and being like, look, we're obviously all here for the benefit of the patient. So why would it not make sense to work together? So if you think about even like in, you know, the traditional medical model, they do that.
Yeah.
So like if you think about Grey's Anatomy or something, you know, they have all these different specialists that like all practice different things, but they come together on one patient. So why wouldn't we be able to do that like holistically as well?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, getting everyone all on the same page and with the understanding that it's not a competition.
Because
sometimes people are like, I need to be the one to make it better. And I'm like, sometimes you don't know everything. Sometimes it's outside of your area of expertise or beyond your scope of practice if you want to get legal about it.
Right.
But,
we've recommended a lot of patients to each other, actually.
We do.
We feel like that's something they could benefit from.
Most
and
definitely.
I think it's really important to do that. Like practitioners recommending other practitioners is an excellent way to really like build that network, but
you just have to.
Do you usually know like if your patients are doing things for their mental health, like therapy and things like that? Is that something that your patients can and do share with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that is something that we do discuss because a lot of times I'll bring up, you know, like I've been addressing you for, let's say, a month or so, and I can just tell that this upper neck tension is like, it's improving, but I feel like it should be more improved from like where we are right now. And so that's kind of when I'll be like, have you considered speaking with someone about your mental health? And I have tons of referrals for that. I have a big network of other providers and practitioners in this area. So I was like, I have had a couple of patients be like, I had never even considered that as an option.
Right.
And so some people just kind of need that encouragement to really take your whole health seriously, because there's no way that your body can completely just heal if your mind is not right there with it.
That makes so much sense. Oh my gosh, yeah. I definitely feel like my chiropractic visits are less intense when I'm like going to therapy and doing the work and making sure that I'm taking care of myself versus when things are just really like going downhill and then I go to you and you're like, what's going on?
I'm like, so, like, what's new with you? Like, anything you want to bring up or let out? No? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I've definitely seen that pattern personally too.
You've probably seen that. You've been working on my back. Okay. Wow. So we have covered a lot of ground here from the patient side and from the practitioner side. So let's go ahead and recap that a little bit. As a patient, if you take care of your mind and your body, then both your mind and body will help each other get better, make improvements, recover, and heal. If you're showing signs of mental distress in your physical body, recognize that and get help for it so you can continue to heal. If you're not able to recognize that, or if you're just confused about what's going on in your body, which is normal, by the way, most of us have no idea what's actually going on inside our bodies. If that's how you're feeling, then don't be afraid to go try to talk to someone. Go see Dr. Bree if you're from around here. And if you're not, find a chiropractor that you trust or find a completely different kind of wellness practitioner. But if the things and people and the situations in your life are starting to affect your mentality, talk about it. And if that's manifesting as conflict or toxic relationships, come see me and let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. Your practitioners, your wellness team should want you unstuck. So don't be afraid to do the work it takes to really find a practitioner or a coach or someone that helps you in the way you need help, that you also really vibe with and can feel really good about. But on the other side of things, if you are a practitioner that's listening to this, whether you're in holistic wellness or modern medicine, don't be afraid to network with other practitioners who have different or similar specialties. Because it's important for every individual, every patient, to have a wellness team. Each person deserves a group of people who are experts in what they do and who can diagnose and resolve issues that are happening in your mind and in your body. And if you are interested in going to see Dr. Bree in Fayetteville at Essence Chiropractic,
Dr. Bree, tell people where to find you and how to get in touch.
Where to find me? So first, the office website is essence-chiropractic.com. That's where you can find almost everything. My Instagram is Dr. Bree Chiro. The office Instagram and TikTok is essence.chiro.
I will put it all in the show notes so that you guys can see it when you go to play the episode, no matter where you're listening.
Oh, and forgot to say, sorry, one more thing.
You're good.
The merch will be on the website also.
Yes. Yes. Essence Chiro merch dropping super soon.
Super soon.
Yes. Be on the lookout and follow her for updates.
Yeah.
Because the drop will definitely be there.
And then ask where the money is going because it's for a good cause.
Thank you, Bree, so much. This was so much fun.
Well, thank you for having me.
This was super fun. I'll probably have you on next season, too. We're just going to do more and more guests. Wow. So we've got so much more to talk about. There are so
podcast
many things.
Podcast regular.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Let me add that to the bottom of my
record. Already talking about season four.
Manifesting.
Just, we're really just pushing
putting
forward
it, you know, get it.
Yeah, leveling up every day. Honestly, we could probably sit here all day and talk about stuff.
Yeah, we could. Literally, we could. We've done it before.
Yeah, every time we do hang out, it's always like, okay, we have to go. We have to leave. Okay, well, thank you. I love you. This has been amazing.
Love
you too. Oh, there's literally a fly in my face. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. Y'all check out Dr. Bree, especially if you're in the Northwest Arkansas area. Go make an appointment, get an adjustment, get your life together. It's going to be great. We're here for it.
I will be posting more about what's to come on my social media, so feel free to look me up. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it, at Your Conflict Coach with two H's. And in the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, you can also reach out through my website, which you can find through my social media. As always, I'm Hannah Hutchinson, your host and your conflict coach, and I hope you beautiful people have a beautiful rest of your week. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.